Daily Beast op-ed frames white women Youngkin voters as handmaidens of white supremacy. By Catherine Hamilton on November 4, 2021. One Daily Beast op-ed writer, who seems to be suffering from severe cognitive dissonance, apparently swallowed so much critical race theory, CRT, propaganda that he does not even seem to realize he is indoctrinated and actively is passing its racist tenets himself. Following a soul-crushing loss for Democrats in the Virginia governor election on Tuesday, the far-left Daily Beast published an opinion piece by Wajahat Ali called "You Damn Karens Are Killing America." The article is laden with critical race theory terminology, which is comical considering he repeatedly pretends CRT is not being taught in schools and is a manufactured panic by the right. In line with every other left-wing news source in corporate media, Ali rants about how racism is the real reason Youngkin won, rather than engaging in a fair argument or presenting any evidence to back up his assertions. He specifically targets white women in the piece, painting them as villains who enabled Youngkin's win. Also, as typical of people indoctrinated in CRT, Ali seems to only look through the lens of race to explain why Democrats' policies are failing, instead of critically looking at all the reasons people vote the way they do. Throughout the entire piece, Ali makes a caricature of white women and looks at them simply as a homogenous demographic with the sole intent of mashing down minorities, a typical manifestation of CRT's directive to look at the world by race and divide people into oppressed and oppressor categories. At one point, Ali sarcastically wrote that Youngkin should reserve the parade for white women who came out for whiteness like a Bath and Body Works candle sale. Though logically, an affinity for nice-smelling candles and soaps extends to women and men of all races and ethnicities. Ali began, ironically using several terms central to CRT. "I never underestimate the white, hot rage, anxiety, and resentment of a Karen scorned. You might think you've won them over with Beyoncé, Oprah, chai latte, and henna, but the cult of Karen will always turn on people of color on a dime to uphold oppressive systems that ensure they remain influential and powerful handmaidens of white supremacy," emphasis added. Ali then cited poll data showing that 75% of white women without college degrees voted for Youngkin and slammed them for voting for him over a manufactured bogeyman, despite mountains of evidence to the contrary. He wrote, "They voted for a man whose single campaign message was about stopping the manufactured bogeyman of critical race theory, the latest incarnation of the Southern strategy, which most of his voters can't define and isn't taught in schools. But they are certain it is absolutely terrifying and worth canceling because it's making their kids hate white people and become transgender." In fact, CRT was found being pushed in Virginia schools repeatedly, see here, 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 here. The author also flippantly brought up the transgender debate without mentioning that a girl was actually raped by a boy wearing a skirt in a Virginia school bathroom, only to have the school board engage in a massive cover-up perpetuated by the Biden administration's subsequent attempt to label conservative parents domestic terrorism threats. No matter the literal piles of evidence that CRT is a real problem in schools, Ali did not engage on any logical front. Instead, he proceeded to lay out how white women have played a historical role in upholding a system to preserve whiteness at all costs. Why dismantle a system where you can always be the victim and weaponize your tears into bullets against black and brown bodies, when doing the right thing means that your white son and daughter would have to compete equally with children of color in academics, sports, and the workplace, and your white husband won't get a head start on job promotions, higher wages, and bank loans compared to colleagues of color? Why dismantle a system that will protect your white children from having to confront the enduring sin and trauma of white supremacy, which includes slavery, segregation, Jim Crow, xenophobia, and racist dog whistles that continue to degrade, humiliate, and incarcerate so many people of color? Again, dismantling the system and talk of generational sin is part of CRT. Yet another example of circular thinking on Ali's part as he tried to discredit and gaslight conservatives into believing CRT indoctrination is not a real problem. Ali further broached the fact that these apparent racists selected two people of color, Republican Attorney General-elect Jason Meares, a son of Cuban immigrants, and conservative Winsome Sears, the state's first female, black lieutenant governor. He then proceeded to slam well-known black conservatives, because of course, as per leftist thought, Black people can only vote Democrat or they are guilty of participating in white supremacy. He went on to write, they apparently provide us further cover of color to many of these white women and GOP voters who delude themselves into believing they have zero racist bones in their body because they elected two people of color. Of course, no person of color has ever caped for whiteness, embraced racist policies, and echoed racist dog whistles to attain fame, fortune, or political office. Oh, hello, Candace Owens and Larry Elder. Sorry, I didn't see you, the ghost of Herman Cain. Emphasis added. Again, the idea that whiteness is an ideology, and that black people can be white supremacists, stems from CRT. The manufactured CRT panic isn't going away, and it will work wonders across the nation, especially with white moms, unless Democrats confront it head-on. Democrats need to take this seriously and develop a counter-message, because ignoring it isn't an option, Ali concluded. The author is right about one thing: Democrats do need to take this seriously, but not in the way Ali proposes. The media and Democrats' repeated refusal to engage in the argument and look at the evidence is precisely why parents came out in droves to elect Youngkin. Among other reasons, i.e. the economy and jobs, they did not feel heard by Democrat officials, they did not want another Democrat in power, and so they cast their ballots and Youngkin won. Ironically, lots of other demographics besides white women voted for Youngkin. For example, a Fox News exit poll found that Youngkin garnered 54% of the Hispanic vote, despite the fact that Latinos typically vote blue in Virginia. Are they too white supremacists? Or are they also worried for their children and think the government has overplayed its hand? Overall, Ali's illogical perspective is living proof of why not just white women are worried about CRT and their children. His whole racist rant shows just how much vitriol and divisiveness the ideology creates between races, as seen by his implicit hatred for white people woven through his entire op-ed.